4 PFW Mobile.
King KM4NAC.
W4MKH.
Morning, Marshal. Hope everybody's doing well this morning.
Fine.
Off, right?
Finished my first cup. I'll have to wait till I get to work in the second.
Honest with you guys, I'd be lost without my coffee in the morning.
Quite that bad, but I do enjoy it.
Kind of damp and cool out here this morning.
82 degrees over this way.
Get over here east of Columbus, closer to Forest City.
42 here, but it's pretty damp outside.
Well, that rain we got yesterday.
Older than I thought. Looks like a little piece of ice floating down the windshield.
You don't find none on the highway.
Pretty dry right now.
CEFO.
KM4TFW.
KM4NAP.
2W4MKH.
Yeah, definitely frozen up my way. Windshield, doors, everything were frozen, slammed shut. Some of these cold tents.
Night, isn't it? Then it's supposed to be 70 something for the high and 50 for the low.
I really don't know. I guess that's why I tell you not to plant stuff till 1st of April, because it's still got a chance in March. But yeah, I was surprised when I get up this morning, it was 31, 32.
U4ZLE, good morning, fellas.
KN4TFW.
KN4NAP.
AO4CEF.
4MKH.
4 degrees and foggy as all get out, and had ice on the car this morning on the Lake Hartwell.
Well, I've only been into the shack. I ain't braved the outdoors yet. So. It does say, according to the old weather station here, it got down to 27 last night for me.
Yesterday it was, what, 70 something degrees? Now we're down in the 30s.
The season change in the south.
Change.
Change every other day in the south, right?
Usually have a good little cold snap right before Easter every year anyway.
There, so I got chunks of ice coming off the truck. If I'd have pulled back away from it.
That's got somebody pulled over and he's got his car parked in the right-hand lane.
Morning, gentlemen. KO4H gets.
KM4TFW.
KM4NAP.
T4ZLE. W4MKH.
KO4CEF.
Coming off this lake this morning.
After the rain yesterday and as cool as it is this morning.
I was going to say ice on the car this morning.
30 at the house this morning, so kind of surprised to see that.
Thanks, I had 34 on my little thermometer on the car when I got in it this morning.
How was everybody's first Monday of the time change?
It's over here.
I think it more than wasn't any better.
Today was Sunday morning. That was rough because I wasn't able to get into bed till late Saturday night and lost that hour. That was fun.
You can tell any different. I guess I'm just getting too old to notice.
Roger that, Ed. Just nothing changes around over there, does it? Just have everybody half asleep. We ain't talking this morning.
People out on the interstate this morning. It's crazy.
Anybody looking forward to the lunar eclipse this Friday morning?
And watch it.
Yes.
Get up in the morning, not regular time. How are you going to get up that early?
I just, you know, my boys don't go to bed till 2 o'clock sometimes, so I'll just get them to wake me up. It's supposed to start around 2 something, 2:30, and then end around 3, after 3:30.
Yeah, didn't it?
seen several lunar eclipses and solar eclipses too over those years. And if I happen to be up, I may look out the window, but other than that, I'm not going to do anything special.
More frequent. I think the next one that we would get a chance to see is 2029, if I remember correctly.
If any sleep for, but like I said, if I do get woke up, I slept good Sunday morning. I slept in till 6:30 or something. Same thing yesterday. Today I woke up at 2, went back to sleep, woke up again at 4. So things started to catch up with me now.
Eddie, anybody out there?
Duke, KO4HKX.
Morning, Duke, KN4TFW.
KN4NAP.
W4MKH.
Good morning, KO4CF.
For KQ4ZLE.
It's a gaggle out there. Good morning to everybody. I turned the radio on just now, it sounded dead. But, yeah, everybody sounding good over here. I'm sleeping later since this time change.
Get my body to want to go to sleep that hour earlier on the nights before I got to go to work. KQ4ZLE.
Hello, where are you heading this morning?
The Cherrydale area today, that and Cedar Lane Road, that area. So, and guys, I'm pulling in to switch vehicles right now, so I'm going to say 7-3 for a few minutes, and then I will return. KO4HKX.
Taco Tuesday, N4AZE.
There today.
Even.
This morning.
I heard him in a while. I hadn't been on in a little while, ever since the... Actually, before the time change, I didn't get on for a couple of days or so. And some batteries.
Battery changes, I don't think, today. I know the boss had to go out and get a battery because they waited too late to tell me to be able to go to the regular place because they needed it that night. So they went out and got it. So that was a good thing.
Down toward the lake.
As possible.
How's that?
Any panning lately?
Lately I haven't, but I plan on going when it starts warming up and staying warm a little bit longer.
Hard to happen.
I'm thinking about going to Home Depot and just buy a bag of their black sand and see what I can find in it. It's supposed to have gold in it, but I've seen a lot of videos saying that. I just want to see if it's true or not.
The playground sand from the box stores as well. I've seen YouTube videos on it.
And their black sand comes from California, so we'll find out.
True on that gold and that stuff, but I wouldn't base my retirement income off of that.
Not that much. I just want to see if it's true or not.
I'm Mythbusters, huh?
Mama said curiosity killed the cat.
Pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4GFW.
Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. Toodles, N4AZE.
Be safe, W4MKH.
Be safe, bro. KQ4ZLE.
Where that? Oh, no, he left already. I was going to say, there was a car fire the other day. I see there's some flowers there on the side of the road. 85 and almost to 26. It's been about a couple of weeks now. But I've been looking for where the spot was there.
You on today?
New ICOM ID 5100. Am I sounding different?
Good. I know you just run different.
Back on some of the spending here. But I wanted to try picking up D-Star again. I enjoyed that when I was in Florida. There's not a lot. Not, I can't even talk. There's not much D-Star up here, so I'm trying to get people jump started.
Isn't that a lot like texting?
It's, I guess, more similar to something like DMR radios, or if you're familiar with YAISU, there's system fusion stuff. It's just digital transmission from one repeater to another one out there.
Got something else. There was something else that reminded me of texting.
Where you can get, like, WinLink that will do email, send email over to radio. And then there is one for texting. I don't remember what it's called.
I've never done any of that digital. I'm old school. I guess I never did. As it came about, I didn't, never learned it. That was almost like texting.
I've done DMR, and I've done D-Star. In fact, I had my D-Star ID number since like 2010. And I've done FT8 and FT4, but not really big into the digital HF modes there. I like talking. I don't even like doing code, partly because I can't read it right. I got a mental block on that.
I've done code in years and years. I can still hear it, but not like I used to.
Point of it, and, you know, I may like it if I try it. My biggest problem with code, same with getting my extra license, moving up from general, is the time it's going to take me to study and mess with that stuff. I could be on the radio talking, and I'd rather be on the radio talking than studying.
I wouldn't have done it if I didn't have to. You know, we had to, before we could talk, we had to do it. I hated it.
Never got my license up until they did away with the code requirements. Actually, when I was in the Army, they gave me something called the Defensive Language Aptitude Battery Test. And I did really well on that. It was a bunch of beep, boop, beep, pop, stuff like that. And they gave me rules for it and all. And so they sent me to language school in Monterey for 10 months to learn German before I went over to Germany. And so I had a propensity for languages, but something about code I just could not get.
Interested in it. Learn a new language would... I guess code would probably be that hard too, I suppose. I still had trouble with numbers. That was weird. And that was actually the easy part.
After I got out of the military and everything, I did some security work, police work and stuff. But after I got married, my wife wanted me to do something different. So I went to school and got a BS in computer science. And I spent a 30-year career as a programmer. So, you know, learning languages like that for programming computers and stuff is not hard. But code just does not seem to want to set my mind.
Of a song you like, you'll know it. Like a forward slash, dot it, shaving a haircut kind of thing.
But still, I could be over here talking on a repeater to all you guys every morning at 4 to break a dawn. Your way there, dude.
But now, and I think it's probably going to drop another degree or two.
Looked out a little bit earlier. Maybe out there now. Who knows?
Can fog. The sky is clear, but the fog's just kind of like it does over a lake.
Like Hartwell this morning. It's pretty thick in a lot of places. KQ4ZLE.
Yeah, one thing. Spring's coming. Man, it's around the corner. I can't wait.
Hit me up yesterday wanting to go fishing, so I guess I need to get the two boats ready to go sometime soon. I've been so doggone busy. You ain't even had time to look at them.
We need about that time.
I got walked on you. Sorry about that.
The lake, is it up?
Back up now. Murky as I'll get out, but muddy in some places, but yeah, it's back up.
What's full pool there? Is it 660?
That sounds about right.
I don't know what year it was, but it was, I know in December, that lake was so down. A lot of the boat landings, you know, the water was way below the road where you put your boats in it. Some of them were just little puddles of water. It was that far down.
It was bad. I fish year-round usually, except this winter. Just like I said, I've been so doggone busy. But yeah, there was time during that where it was below the actual concrete pad of most of the boat ramps. There was just a few that were extended in on purpose, like Green Pond, that you could still get into. But there were a few you couldn't even get in or out at all on them.
We looked at it, and the boat ramps, it was the concrete ended, and it kept going. And there was people down there just walking around, you know, like they were 20 feet below, you know.
It's crazy. I live near Hatton's Ford Boat Ramp, which is off of Andersonville Road and Hatton's Ford Road. But yeah, that one was pretty low, too.
The lake a lot some years back, and you would go up and down, but there was places, you know, where it had dropped, you know, 10, 12 feet, which wasn't really bad, but you know, we used to water ski and stuff, and we went in some of the areas where we were water skiing looking, and sticking up was just looked like spears, trees sticking up, and you know, that if it was 5 feet higher or 4 feet higher even.
The trees and stuff that are under you, I switched to a Garmin high definition system beginning of last summer, and there were some places I knew that it was like, you know, 60 foot of water, and I knew there were some trees under me because I had a hummingbird at the time. But when I stuck that Garmin UHD on there, and man, it was unreal. The trees were 30 and 40 feet high, you know, and then when the water's down, you know, you're even closer to them. You don't realize it. Like you said, you don't realize how shallow they end up coming.
In the boat looking and looking at, you know, the lake was down there, you had to kind of stay more in the middle, you know, because you were nervous about what you might hit. But, yeah, there were trees that you wouldn't believe, the trees, the patches of them that were there. And you're like, I was skiing over those things all this time.
It is down at Santee when you're having to really be careful with the trees and stuff. So, well, guys, I'm pulling here at the hospital and see how this ER is today. I hope everybody has a good day and be safe out there. I will talk to everyone later. KQ4ZLE.
4AZE.
Anthony, KM4NAP.
7-3, Anthony. Have a good one. And I'm rolling down to the gate, so I'll say 7-3 to everybody. Everybody have a good day. KN4TFW.
7-3, Anthony. 7-3,
Ken.
KO4HKX. Y'all have a great day.
Y'all stay safe.
W4MKH. It's good talking to everybody this morning. KQ4ZLE.
Ken. I see you, Ken and Anthony. N4AZE. Russ.
It'll just be us old retirees out here. W4MKH. Around in the front window and trying to look out. I can see lights off in the distance. Don't look like there's any fog out there, but it's too dark for me to see any much of anything.
Bay everywhere. I know we've got a lake just not too far. You can hit a golf ball to it. And I know it fogs over, and I think it kind of lingers up this way.
300 yards or so off of the Green River, and I don't know if it fogs or not. I haven't noticed it, but there's some foggy days around here, just not today.
Some foggy coming down the mountain this morning. Around the state line, it's pretty foggy, and that elevation change, plus you got a lake right there on top of the mountain, so usually foggy one days like this, but not today.
It's supposed to get 70s today, isn't it, Sonny? Maybe it's tomorrow. I know one day we're getting near 80.
Put me off guard yesterday. I hadn't even looked at the weather this week.
But I thought we were just going to have a little, you know, damp, kind of a drizzly day, but it rained hard here most of the day.
Hi, area. We only got about 0.01 inches yesterday, so it didn't rain much over here, but enough to get the ground good and wet with it.
I mean, easily go over your way yesterday, dude, so yeah, it rained a pretty good bit.
It goes south. Everything was supposed to be south of us, you know, but I don't know if it did that or not. But they had said that it was just going to be a light little rain. It'd be widespread, but just light. But it was far from light. I bet we had to get it more than an inch yesterday. Fires they're having in it down at the beach, Myrtle Beach.
There's been a rash of wildfires over here on the East Coast this year.
They're being set on purpose, isn't it?
Some woman in that fire down there at Myrtle Beach because she was burning when she shouldn't have been, didn't have the right stuff out there, so we got away from her.
Started.
That's what I was reading yesterday.
People out there, I know people, they burn when the wind's blowing and it's dry.
Concerns me seeing as how I live in the middle of the dang woods.
Ed ever give you a phone number to his brother's place? I'm sorry, David.
Is that what you're talking about?
Thanks.
Got that.
Me may do it. I really don't need something like that, but I always wanted to do one.
Remember, when I get stopped, I'll send you Dave's contact information.
Or he just, yeah, I shouldn't even mess with it. I need another headache, you know.
Step away for a minute or two and get the kitchen. W4MKH.
KO4H, Gags. And I'll talk to you again. Have a great day.
I'll be out in a couple of minutes or so and get moving around here. And here, you know, it's easy to do.
They'll just suck you in and keep you there when they get you.
They're not good for us old people. We need to be up moving around, you know. Worked on any hot rods or anything. I've been fooling with these little airplanes since, you know, I've been kind of stuck inside a lot, you know.
Saying, since the storm, you hadn't really worked on any of your hot rods.
I hadn't even washed any. I hate washing cars. Even my hot rod, I hate washing them. But they're all, I've gotten everything just dusty in here doing sanding and stuff, you know.
Get everywhere.
Because I've been messing with some carbon fiber, and it's, and some fiberglass, too. And you know how that stuff gets.
I'll go ahead and check out. So y'all have a good one, and I hope to catch you in the morning. KM4 and AP.
This morning. Hope you all have a great day today. KO4HKX.
And one of these days, we're going to get the girls together and go down there and have us some Chinese. Catch you later. N4AZE. I've cloned, I made a couple of, or replicas, clones, whatever you want to call them, of a couple of these, one of these airplanes that was from back in the 50s, a F-51 Mustang.
And son?
Yeah, that, and I enjoy doing something like that. But yeah, it'll be for the grandkids. But I'm doing one that they never made back then of a you know, a gas model. Comet is who made the Mustang. They made all kind of little gas airplanes and things back in the 50s, but they never made. They didn't ever make a P-82, which was a twin fuselage Mustang, so I'm building one of those. I'll shoot you the pictures right quick of what I've done.
I'll take a look at them when I get stopped up here in a few minutes.
shoot you a picture. Look, I'll be right back in 4A's Eddie.
4A's Kex, I'll still be driving.
I sent you, one of them is a picture of, one's a clone, one's the original. The clone's kind of roughed in. I haven't painted it yet, but, and then the other one is the one I'm working on now, the oddball thing.
I'll take a look at them here in a few minutes.
Yeah, I've made molds for every part so I can make a complete airplane. Only thing I have to do is, find motors, which I've been able to do that, you know, for them. So that's all I know about that.
For HKX, what are you making the molds out of?
It's an N4A's Eddie. That is kind of interesting. I'll take the, like, say, a wing. And I'll take clay, use clay, and set the wing up, and then build a little box around it and pour the silicone in there, and then let that cure out, and then flip it over and re-pour, and I'll have two halves. You know what I'm saying?
Like one side of the wing and then the other side.
Right, and the wing will be in the middle. That way, when you pull the wing out of there, there's a cavity, and that's where you go from there. It's really pretty simple. I mean, it's a little time-consuming, you know.
Curious how you were doing it. That's one of the things I was looking at with the 3D printers. You could print molds and that kind of thing.
I really didn't care about learning 3D. You know, I'd investigated into it, and to make a 3D, to do, get set up like I'd want to do, it realistically, it's going to cost about $15,000. And I thought, well, that's ridiculous. And then I got to do all this learning and time, and I don't want to do that. So I said, there's another way. So this is my way of 3D printing.
3D print again, because it's come way down. I ain't paid near that for my 3D printer. And now I'm only capable of about 10 inches by 10 inches, but there are larger ones out there that are around the same price range.
I was looking at them, and to do it, you know, some of them I'm going to need in the 20s inches wise, and I was looking at some of the videos and whatnot, and seeing how they were doing it, and they were explaining everything, and I said, they're not having that great of luck with this stuff. And the biggest thing was the scanning stuff, to really scan one. You can buy that stuff cheap, but that's what you get. I mean, the really good scanning stuff's really expensive.
That's what I've been looking at, is the 3D printer. But they've come out with some new ones, or the 3D scanner, they've come out with some new versions of that too, so you might want to check again.
That stuff's probably changing on a daily basis.
Seem that way, that's for sure.
It needs to get to the point for like somebody like me that can take an object and set it there and point whatever at it, hit the button, and then when it's done, carry it to the printer and start printing. But I don't think they've got it that easy yet.
Easy, but they're getting close. They've got apps for your phone now where you can take and download them and do the 3D scanning. I'll send you a video if I can find it again. One I watched, it's about a year old now, probably. But, I mean, it was impressive what you can do with just the simple scanners that are out there now and the detail you can get out of them.
It wouldn't hurt to take a look. It's been a couple of months watching these videos and these guys that were talking about which printer to get and this and that. And they started out with, a $500 printer, and they went up to, you got to a $10,000 printer. And I thought, oh, crap, that's what I need right there. But that's ridiculous for, you know, just for playing.
I've been near that on mine. I'm barely $1,000. And then I bought some extras to go with it, put it over that a little bit. But It's been real impressive with the detail it can print and how well it can do it.
Thing is, they called it, I think it was PLA, whatever that stands for, I don't know, but they've all kind of variations of that stuff, too. They even got it in liquid form, and it'd be a whole new learning experience, which hard for us old people to start learning stuff again.
Yeah, roger that. But there's lots of stuff out there, and yeah, I had to figure out which filament you wanted to use for what you were wanting to do. PLA is your basic. It's not very heat resistant, but it's good for general purposes. But I use mostly PETG for the stuff I'm doing because I want something a little more rigid and a little stronger and a little more heat resistant and moisture resistant. So I've had good luck out of what I've done so far.
And rigidity, I would definitely need that. You know, around the engine compartments of like the little planes and things.
If we want to go on up to the carbon-infused stuff, where you got to change, you have to put a different nozzle in, but the nozzle is only like $40 to do it, so it's not expensive. And then it's more heat-resistant and more resistant to moisture and warpage, so it stays where it's supposed to be. So, but... dude, I am going to run in here and grab me a cold drink this morning. About to choke for some reason. So I'm going to say 7-3 here for a minute, and then I'll be back for a little bit. KO4HKX.
Radio on. I'm going to get out of this recliner. Just holler when you get back. N4A's Eddie.